everybody. Welcome to the Sugar Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Believe it or not, this is not a pre-recording that you're hearing if you're listening to the show live. This is not pre-recorded. This is live. For the first time since March 13th, 2020, we are live back in studio on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And it is absolutely hard to believe that it's been a year and a half. And I'll be the first to tell you that I wasn't even sure if this day was in fact going to even come at all. And here we are. It's amazing to think that since March 13th, 2020, which was the very last time that I was on the airwaves live in studio here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, that the world has completely changed. It has completely changed, and frankly, it very well may never be the same again. Phone lines are open. You can call into the program. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I'm here with you live until 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. I have a tremendous show lined up for all of you today. I have two guests that are going to be calling into the program. Nick Alberger of Sportsnet. He will be calling in at 5:45 to talk NHL, NHL training camp, and all things hockey. And at 6:15 Eastern, my good friend Lauren Campbell of Nesson, she will be calling into the program to talk all things Boston Red Sox, Red Sox pennant race, and what on earth, if you're a Red Sox fan, do you do to help make up for the fact that the Red Sox got swept over the weekend by the New York Yankees? That is something that we're going to get very much deep into at 6:15, so you're going to definitely want to stick around for that as well. But I'm going to open this program and spend the next 15 minutes talking about everything that I have been thinking about leading to this moment. I have dreamt about this moment for a year and a half, funny enough. No, seriously. Ever since I did the last show here, and I'll never forget that night in particular. I'll never forget the day before, as a matter of fact, on March 12th, when I came into the very same studios that I'm sitting in now and did a special edition 2 hours of the Sugar Right Show, basically breaking all things COVID-related news as to how it was impacting the world of sports. And I've told people since then, even during the height of the pandemic, that was by far the most surreal broadcast that I've ever done in my life. And probably the most surreal broadcast that I ever will do in my life. Hopefully that nothing much more worse or severe happens in our lifetime. Hopefully. But that Friday, March 13th, I got here around 5 o'clock. And I sat in Studio C as I was preparing to do a one-hour edition of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, in which that I didn't know what to think. I remember that day in which that there was a myriad of emotions that I was experiencing as I entered the studio, as I did that 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. show that night. And I had two really good friends of mine who called into the program and stayed with me the entire hour. We talked all things Bruins, Celtics. By that point, both the NBA and the NHL season were shut down. So there really wasn't much to talk about in terms of sports because everything was just happening in such slow motion in terms of the world shutting down at that time that all we could do was process together everything that was happening. And as we got closer to the 8 o'clock mark, and I signed off from this station for the last time live. And for those of you who have been listening to the Sugar Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO, know that I have been doing the show remotely since it was brought back last May. But ever since I signed off from the very last time on March 13th of last year from this very seat that I'm sitting in now, all I kept thinking was, I don't know what the rest of the coming days, weeks, months will look like, but I sure do hope that I will be back in the studio doing radio, because radio was meant to be done live. I had no idea what was to come. In fact, if we're being completely honest, no one knew. I mean, no one knew back then what was to unfold. I remember standing across the street from the station and rather being very emotional. I was very emotional, and I admit that wholeheartedly, in which that I'm like, the thing that I absolutely love to do is being taken away. And I couldn't help but to think and wonder when I would ever be able to return. In fact, I'll even go as far as to say that every single community member and even every DJ at this station had wondered those very same thoughts, if we're being completely honest. Every single person who does a show at this station, who had a show before the pandemic, on the day of March 13th, the day of the shutdown for everyone, community members, DJs, radio hosts like myself and whatnot, we all had the same questions. We all had the same concerns. We all had the same trepidations. There was no question about that. And here we are, a year and a half later. So much has changed, both in terms of the world and as well as within sports. And as I mentioned, I'm here with you live until 7 o'clock. So the phone lines are open at 855-915-9636. Even as I sit here and I begin to think about what this moment means to me, I can't help but to deeply reflect on the journey, because it's been an odyssey in more ways than one. It has. And I said something in the meeting that took place before this week began, in which that I talked about how this is such a huge deal to be back in studio, to be able to do the radio show live. If you're listening via your car radio in Greater Boston, if you're streaming the show live on the TuneIn Radio app, or even for those who are going to be listening to this program on demand later on the Sugar Rights podcast, which is available on iHeartRadio. I've had thoughts in which that it was going to be a lot longer before any of us will be able to come back in studio to do this program. And even when we were allowed to do our programs again remotely in May of last year, the one thing I remember most is we were just happy to be able to do the show. I was. Because you got to remember at that time, and everything is about context, right? Everything's about context. Everything is about putting things into proper perspective. And I remember in May at the time, we were all still stuck at home. Many of us, for those who weren't essential workers and so forth, we were still stuck at home. And being able to do a show at home was a blessing. But I'd also be the first to admit that after 8 months, it was beginning to wear thin. The process of doing shows remote and pre-recording began to wear thin on me. And although I was grateful to be able to do the show, but it wasn't the same as doing it live. Being able to interact with the fans, the listeners, and those who enjoy the show, enjoy the content that I bring forth and so forth. I can't help But to think about how far we've come, and I'm talking in terms of the world and as well as society, since March 13th of last year. And what is amazing about all of this is, if you think about where we were back then and where we are now, we're still in the midst of a pandemic, but things are a lot better now than it was on March 13th, 2020. Because in more ways than one, it felt like we were all still, you know, like walking or sleepwalking through this, like, no, this is not real. This is, what's coronavirus? I mean, how many of us knew what coronavirus was on March 13, 2020? We knew about it, but not many people really knew just how bad and how serious it was. So that weekend, I remember it was basically like life, life as usual. Do whatever you want to do. And I'll never forget seeing people in Southie. And for those who live locally in Boston, Greater Boston, know what I'm talking about. In South Boston is what we call Southie. Seeing people lined up and down the street waiting to get in bars. And I was just shocked. I was in absolute disbelief that people were still lining up to go to bars, despite everything that was unraveling at that time. I mean, talk about having the absolute cojones and having the balls to still go out and just, hey, we're going to just do whatever we want to do anyway. What the heck? But it's amazing just to think how far we've come from that day and the journey that it took for all of us. And I'm not selfishly speaking on my part in this moment. I'm talking collectively as a group, as a network of people. All of the work that it has taken for us to get here, to be able to do the shows again in studio. And for anyone who has ever taken this for granted before, I beg you, please don't ever take this for granted again. And I made an oath to myself, and I'm going to make this oath on the air, that I personally will never, ever take this for granted again. If you ever for one moment begun to lose sight of what it's like to be able to do live radio, especially in studio, just reflect on the last year and a half of the angst in waiting and waiting and waiting for when it is safe to be able to do the show again in studio. If that is not enough to make you appreciate and reflect on what it is and the blessing that you and I have to be able to do this, and for me personally, to be able to do this for a living, I don't know what else there is to say. And for those of you who are watching on Facebook Live, I just want to quickly say hello to all of you. I acknowledge you, I see you, and I appreciate you. In continuation with my thoughts on this, I want to also say thank you to the program director, the general manager of the station, the operations director, and all of the collective leadership group here at this station for being so headstrong throughout all of this. All of you guys deserve a world of credit. And to everybody at Tufts University who work together to ensure that we are all able to do this show in person and to open the station again for both the students and as well as the community radio hosts and DJs and so forth, I simply want to say thank you. Thank you so much. My voice is cracking because I was at Fenway the last three nights for all three games of the Yankees-Red Sox, so my voice is a little sore, so I apologize. My voice is cracking. But as I mentioned earlier, you can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Very happy, very overwhelmed with joy to be back in the studio to be able to do this program with you today, here with you live until 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific. Coming up next, we do got sports to talk about. And if you are, and I do mean if you are a Patriots fan, you are absolutely disgusted, annoyed, mad over what we saw yesterday down in Gillette Stadium against the New Orleans Saints. That and much more coming up next on the other side of this music break right here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, live in studio for the first time since March 13, 2020. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusfee, from radio streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org and on demand on iHeartRadio and Odyssey.
Can I hold the elements? Then I start to switch. When I get like this, I lose control. Can I hold the elements? Hey. I don't wanna ride, I don't wanna roll. I ain't living life, I'm taking it slow. I've been on edge like I'm on a coast. She gon' dive in like it's a moat. Then I start to switch. When I get like this, I lose control. Can I hold the elements? Then I start to switch. When I get like this, I lose control. Can I hold the elements? Got no time to waste. Today was yesterday. All I is chit chat, little bit of this, that, and that money you make. At times I felt I'd break, but the melody kept my space. I had to get ahead, but couldn't lose my brain. Yeah, yeah. Switch colors change, you just worry about your chains. I just worry about my game. Flow be so cool, still flame. Don't pop pills in the late night, but I still got flow like a great white. Don't choose to break like halftime, but sometimes I just switch sides. Then I start to switch. When I get like this, I lose control. Can I hold the elements? Then I start to switch. When I get like this, I lose control. Can I hold the elements? I don't wanna ride, I'm taking it slow. I've been on edge like I'm on a coast. She gon' dive in like it's a moat. Keep the work like it's 9 to 5. They in me like my own mind. Cream of the crowd, like we talking signs. Take a risk, let me roll the dice. Tell me the price to pay, line to break. Head gon' sway, yo, we gon' shake, no holiday. Time to waste, no fade away, we don't fall away. Ay. Sometimes I feel I might drown. Skeletons in my closet wanna come out. This that shit that makes me start to drift. Then I start to slip. Then I start to switch. When I get like this, I lose control. Can I hold the elements? Then I start to switch. When I get like this, I lose control. Can I hold the elements? I don't wanna ride, I don't wanna roll. I ain't living life, I'm taking it slow. I've been on edge like I'm on a coast. She gon' dive in like it's a moat. Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. We are back in studio, live. This is not pre-recorded. And for those of you who have been listening to this program for the last year and a half, whenever it's been on, you're accustomed to hearing this show pre-recorded. But this is not pre-recorded at all. This is live. You can call into the program 855-915-WMFO. Here with you until 7 o'clock each and every Monday right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Call into the program at 855-915-9636. And we're going to spend this segment talking about the New England Patriots, because if we can be at least be honest about something here, is that we knew, and when I say we, I do mean we knew that the Patriots were going to have some growing pains in 2021. And I know it's only been 3 weeks. We just played week three and so forth. But yesterday's game against the New Orleans Saints was absolutely atrocious. Every single facet, no matter how you may want to try to slice and dice it, it was just brutal to watch. I mean, if I'm going to give you one tidbit of something that I saw from the game that I absolutely despised, it was the fact that the Patriots' run defense absolutely had difficulty containing Alvin Kamara. And it's interesting because I was tweeting about this during the game. And for those who don't follow me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter at Shukri Wright. That's at S-H-U-K-R-I-W-R-I-G-H-T-S. Hit me up on Twitter. And when I was tweeting about this yesterday during the game, and I was saying that the run defense against Alvin Kamara, against the Saints running offense, has absolutely struggled. And it's definitely struggled the most, especially on third downs. It just seemed like that the Patriots' defense was not able to get off the field. And there were moments where it just seemed as if that the Patriots' defense, they were able to get the timely stop, but those were very far in between. Very far in between. You didn't see this enough in which that you could say, hey, you know what? The run defense, they've made strides, they made improvements. But yesterday, it was absolutely, absolutely putrid. In which, Kamara, let's face it, he is the focal point of the New Orleans Saints offense. Until Jameis Winston is able to prove himself consistently over and over and over again. He is the focal point. In which that the New England Patriots, they were not able to shut him down completely. Yes, he averaged just a shy under 4 yards per carry in yesterday's game. But when the Saints offense needed yardage, too many times, more than I can count, that Kamara was able to come through, that he was able to give the Saints the yards that they needed on the ground and even catching out of the backfield. And it was absolutely frustrating to watch, especially that first touchdown that the Saints scored that made it 7-0. I mean, you talk about completely fooling a defense, which you just don't see. You don't see from a Bill Belichick defense for them to get that fooled that badly, especially on that Alvin Kamara opening touchdown to open the scoring in yesterday's game. That was the case. And it was absolutely frustrating to watch time and time again that the defense was not able to do its job. And that's where I really want to focus a lot of my thoughts as it pertains to the New England Patriots during this segment, because the defense was the most frustrating to watch. But however, I will say they were not the only ones to blame at all. Far from it. If we're going to be completely honest, Janu Smith deserves part of the blame too. The offensive line deserves a big part of the blame as well. It just seemed as if that Mac Jones was literally running away from a pack of hyenas that were out to look for its meal. How many times during yesterday's game in which that you looked at Mac Jones and you see him that he's running for his life? How many times did you see that? Far too many times for my liking. Far too many times. And as far as Janu Smith goes, I got so ticked off yesterday during the game that I said, bench him. Bench him the same way that Ramondre Stevenson got benched in week one against Miami. That same way that Stevenson didn't even sniff the field after that fumble early in that Miami game, treat Janu Smith the same way. Because it was absolutely disgusting. It was disgusting for him to perform that poorly yesterday. But man, I gotta give credit where it's due. Jameis Winston, he had a good game. I'm not going to go as far to say that he had a great game, and I'm using air quotes on this one. But what I am going to say is he had a good game in which that Winston took the snaps, but it was Taysom Hill who saw quite a bit of action in the early going, especially as an eligible receiver. Because remember, Taysom Hill, he's a hybrid. He's a quarterback. He can also play receiver. Is he a starting quarterback in the NFL? No. He's just one of those two-way type of players in which that he can excel at either position, but he's not good enough to be a starting quarterback. Otherwise, Jameis Winston is not in New Orleans. And that's just keeping it all the way 100. Again, if you're listening, if you want to call into the program, you can call in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. To talk about yesterday's Patriots loss against the New Orleans Saints, your thoughts on the game, and as well as anything that you're frustrated that you saw from yesterday's game that you didn't like. For me, it was three facets. It was the defense, it was the offensive line, and as well as Mac Jones. But Mac Jones, interestingly enough, is not on top of my list of concerns for the Patriots. He really isn't. I can honestly name two or three things that I'm more concerned about as it pertains to the New England Patriots more than Mac Jones. The running game, that's number one. The offensive line, that's number two. The defensive front seven, I thought it was going to be a lot better than what it's been. But no. It's been putrid at best. Yes, I used the word putrid. And don't give me the whole, well, what about last week's game against the New York Jets? Whoopty bleeping do. That was the New York Jets. Don't get me wrong. The Jets, they are going to do things that basically classify as they just basically Jets themselves. That's what it was. But the front seven for the New England Patriots has been bad. It has not been good. It has been less than impressive. And maybe I'm being too nice, but the front seven, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But as far as Mac Jones is concerned, Mac Jones endured more pressure from the Saints front on almost every single drop back he had in the game. Now, think about it and reflect on this for just a moment. Every time that you saw Mac Jones drop back to pass, it just seemed like guys like DeMelo Davis and Cam Jordan were basically in the backfield chasing Mac Jones around. That's what it seemed like every single time. And you want to know what is that an indictment of? The offensive line. The offensive line being as bad as it was yesterday. And one thing I will touch on real quick is this. James White. Oh, James White, when I saw the injury that he had yesterday, it is a hip injury. But as far as how long he will be out, according to the latest reports, he is going to be out indefinitely. How long that is, we don't know. I don't know. But man, you want to talk about absolutely a gut punch or a kick to the nuts to the Patriots offense? That was it yesterday. Any sort of hope that the Patriots offense were going to be able to have some sort of continuity or to be able to get going was all eradicated when James White was taken out of the game on a stretcher yesterday. That was gone. And now, here's a bigger question. How are you going to replace James White in terms of his production, in terms of what he brings? Because we're talking about James White being the best pass-catching running back out of the backfield in the NFL, bar none. And you're not going to have that for a significant period of time. What are you going to do if you're Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick? What are your options? Because your options, not very impressive. Brandon Bolden, okay. 3 rushes for a minus 1 yard yesterday. And I get it. He has had 18 carries on the ground over the last few years here in New England. I get that. Fine. But if you're going to try to persuade me and to tell me that Brandon Bolden is one of your options, this team is in trouble. That's just being brutally honest. This team is already in trouble as is. But man, when I look at this team being 1-2 right now, there are some serious major concerns that I have as it pertains to the New England Patriots. And it's not just the offensive side of the ball. It's not. I'll even go as far as, here's a bigger question that I have. With some of the personnel decisions that the Patriots have made, Cam Newton, that situation, as well as Sony Michel being traded to the LA Rams, would the Patriots be in any better of a spot than what they are in now? Would they? If they were both here. Because again, hindsight is always 20/20. Always. But if we're going to be honest with ourselves for a moment, did we foresee the running back situation being what it is now? No. No one did. And to be brutally honest with all of you, especially those who supported Cam Newton hard during training camp, I don't think even if he was the starting quarterback that he would have been able to mask a lot of the deficiencies that the Patriots offense have right now. And that's something that I would honestly tell you. It's amazing how we find ourselves in this position at the end of week three. We knew that the first six games were going to by far determine the course of the Patriots season. But as we sit here on this Monday afternoon, as we are approaching Monday evening, I don't know how you possibly could feel good about this team and not feel concerned about the direction as to where this team is heading. Again, my concern and my blame is not directed at Mac Jones at all. If anything, if there was a concern that I have about Mac Jones, it's his mental well-being. Because I don't know how many of you took note of this yesterday, during the broadcast, but man, I didn't like the body language I saw from Mac Jones at all. I really despised it. This looks like a kid who, and when I say kid, I don't mean, oh, he's some baby or anything like that. No, but we're talking about a young quarterback who looks as if he was defeated. Not a good look. Not a good look. And if you're the coaching staff for the New England Patriots, you have got to be having conversations with him all week. You got to be telling him, hey, don't put this on your shoulders. You cannot carry this by yourself. You are going to have good games. You're going to have bad games. That's the nature of the NFL on a week-to-week basis. Hopefully you'll have more good games than bad, but you can't get yourself too low after a bad game. You can't. Any thoughts or concerns as it pertains to the New England Patriots? Call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I got phone lines open. We are going to have Nick Alberger of Sportsnet in Canada join us at 5:45. He's going to join us in just less than 6 minutes. So with that being said, if you want to call in and talk to me now, now is the time. Now is the time. Because we're going to have two guests. Out of the next three segments, we're going to have two guests. We're going to have Nick Alberger at 5:45, Nick Alberger of Sportsnet. And then at 6:15, we're going to have Lauren Campbell of Nesson. She's going to join the program at 6:15. So if you want to call and talk to me, this is now the time to do it. Coming up next, we're going to take a music break. And then at 5:45, as I just mentioned, Nick Alberger is going to join the program. And we're going to talk all things NHL, including the Boston Bruins, as training camp is well underway. And the Bruins, they had an impressive win yesterday in the shootout against the Washington Capitals. And they got the Rangers tomorrow night in New York at MSG. So if you're in the mood for some good truckling hockey discussion, keep it locked in right here to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So stay tuned for that. This is Shukri Writes. You are listening to the Shukri Writes Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, touch-free from radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn radio app and globally on WMFO.org, available on demand on the Shukri Writes podcast on iHeartRadio and Odyssey.
It's beautiful, it's bittersweet, you're like a broken home to me. I take a shot of memories and black out like an empty street. I fill my days with the way you walk and fill my nights with broken dreams. I make up lies inside my head like one day
My
Welcome back to the Sugar Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Form Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Just trying to get Nick Alberger of Sportsnet connected, so just bear with me for just a few moments for right now. We are still on music break, and you are listening to Take You to Hell by Ava Max. So stay tuned. Stand by. Welcome back to the Sugar Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Form Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Still waiting for Nick Alberger to connect, so for right now, I am going to talk until we are able to finally get him through. He is on the other side, just good old technology problems and whatnot, but neither way, very much appreciative of him coming on the program today. So just waiting for him to come on the air. So for right now, just want to give you just a couple of my thoughts on yesterday's impressive win by the Boston Bruins against the Washington Capitals. Yes, I know it's preseason, but there are some things to really like from yesterday. One of them in which that I was reading about this earlier today, that third line with DeBrusk and Halla, that's a line that could very much be a difference maker for the Boston Bruins, especially for a team that is going to be expecting a lot out of its secondary scoring. So I definitely, and it is something that I definitely think that the Bruins are going to absolutely, yeah, I'm in contact with Nick at the, on the other side. And give me one moment. We are going to continue with this music break for now until we are able to get him on the line. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Your blessing, she'll rip your shirt within a second. You'll become sunset. Don't drink a potion.
Nothing? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I can't hear you, Nick. One second.
Nothing on your end?
Hold on. Testing. Hello? Nick?
Hello, hello, hello.
We have Nick on the, on right now, but can't hear him on very well. One second.
Can't hear you.
Hold on a second. Let's see. Let's see if we got anything here. Oof. This is no good. Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah, except that I had you plugged in through the aux. The issue is that it's not gonna come through radio side. That's the issue.
Gotcha. Let me try the number again.
Yeah, definitely. I'm here. Yeah, I can hear you calling in, but I'm just waiting for it to go through. Yes. All right, try pressing 1 and see what happens. Why are they still... That is very strange. Hold on, because I'm going to try calling it myself again. I want you to hear it. Hold on.
Thank you for calling WMFO, Tufts University's community and freeform radio station. WMFO is resuming some on-air shows in studio, and some shows are still pre-recorded due to COVID-19. To be connected with the DJ in the studio for a live show,